This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 311 for Thursday, March 17th. ICE canola futures are turning around from overnight losses on Thursday morning, with gains in the old crop months and small declines for new crop. The May canola contract rises $9.60 at $1,123.50 per ton. The July contract is up $6.90 at $1,094.30 per ton, while new crop November is down $1.90 at $929.90. Support for canola is coming from increases in the Chicago soy complex and the nearby May contract for European rapeseed. Sharp gains in global crude oil prices are spilling over into edible oils. However, Malaysian palm oil remains lower, as do the other rapeseed contracts. Canadian Pacific Railway says it will lock out about 3,000 locomotive engineers, conductors, and other rail workers on Sunday. Talks yesterday between CP Rail and the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference failed to reach an agreement. The lockout will bring the company's rail service to a grinding halt. The Canadian dollar is higher on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 78.93 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 78.61. The Kremlin in Russia put the kibosh on positive sentiment coming from ceasefire talks with Ukraine. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says the war could push up prices globally by 2.5% this year. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export sales for the week ending March 10th include old crop wheat at 146,000 tons, along with nearly 326,000 tons of new crop. Old crop corn export sales are nearly 1.84 million tons, plus 204,000 tons of new crop. Soybean export sales comprise of 1.25 million tons of old crop and 477,000 tons of new crop. Those for soy meal tally more than 147,000 tons, while soy oil comes in at 22,600 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday morning. The May contract jumps 24.5 cents at $16.74 per bushel. May soy oil gains 1.2 cents at 74.75 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is up $1.80 at $4.79.80 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger as well this morning. The May contract increases 21 cents at $7.51 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the May contract up 9 cents at $6.72. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, as Chicago May rises 8 cents at $10.77. Kansas City May bumps up a quarter cent at $10.73. And Minneapolis May advances 4 cents at $10.54. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, March 17th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.